Before I start, I have to make you understand about Festus, what he was like.
Go on.
She wouldn't ever forgive me for what had happened between me and my brother's girlfriend on his last night in Rome, otherwise. She might not anyway. He was only 35 when he died.
A hero's death.
Yes, that was a bit of a surprise. An accident during a drunken prank seemed more his style.
Your mother says you were very alike.
To look at, otherwise, well, he was everyone's favourite.
Not quite everyone's. He must have left home when you were still quite young.
Took his chance to eat and drink at the Empire's expense while using its unrivaled facilities for world travel.
He joined the army.
As soon as he looked old enough.
Well, he must have been in touch with your father then. He would have had to sign the release.
Yes.
And did well?
Better than me. I was stuck in the frozen north for 5 years. He was sunning himself in Spain and Egypt, cozy.
Until he was posted to the war in Judea.
Everyone was fighting by then. The whole empire was in flames.
Yes.
Festus still managed to land on his feet, got himself under the command of the future emperor.
Vespasian, of course.
Plus, he'd been made a centurion by then, so he was also meeting Vespasian's son on a daily basis.
Oh, yes. Titus Caesar was his immediate commander, wasn't he? I forgot he knew him.
Titus knew Helena, too. But I didn't want to think about that now.
So how did he get home? The Jewish rebellion must have started by then.
Sick leave.
But he was recalled.
The army needed men very badly by then. Even so, none of us imagined he was going back to be killed.
It's always a risk.
Yes, but Festus. We thought he was one of life's survivors.
I expect he thought so, too. All right. You've given me a very vivid picture of your brother. Now, hadn't you better get on with your story?
Yes, there was nothing else for it. All right. On his last night in Rome, he took Marina and me to the Circus Maximus.
Both of you?
Yes, we weren't very happy about it either.
Oh, I suppose if there was a good show on.
That wasn't the attraction. Festus liked the circus because it was a good place to pick up women.
When he had his girlfriend and his brother with him.
That wouldn't have stopped him. Marina would have been more than enough for most men. She's, you know, she's very...
Oh, spare me the details. I gather you found her attractive.
Any man would. It doesn't
and
mean
Festus,
that I...
was he serious about her?
As far as he was capable of being serious.
Well, she was the mother of his child.
Not then. Marcia wasn't born until after he died.
How long after? Falco.
Well.
I once asked if Marcia was yours. You denied it.
Let's just say it's open to question.
I see. Because of what happened on this last evening.
Yes. Festus took us on a bar crawl. We were all very drunk.
I'm sure you were.
He found some new buddy, artist, wall painter.
Oh, Festus was interested in art.
No, he was interested in going on drinking, but Marina and I had had enough. So when I said I was going home, she said she wanted to go too. And...
Yes?
Festus asked me to take her home for
him. Well, how thoughtful.
He said he'd be coming back soon.
But he didn't.
No. I think he got a date with the buxom brunette he'd been eyeing up at the circus. Marina thought so too.
I don't suppose she was very happy at being abandoned on his last night in Rome anyway.
Neither was I. We were both pretty fed up with him by the time we arrived at her apartment.
And so?
And so? And so I said...
Yes?
I said it was... Lucky for Festus. I wasn't the type to take advantage of the situation.
And she said?
She said, why not? We didn't really enjoy it.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
If we hadn't been so angry with Festus, so drunk...
Just finish the story.
Jupiter knows how I got back home via several bars, I think. Anyway, Festus had gone. Never even said goodbye to him.
And Marina?
I didn't want to see Marina any more than she wanted to see me.
Even when she found out she was pregnant?
Well, everyone assumed Festus was the father. I'm sure she did, and it's so much more likely.
But then he died. How exactly, do you know?
Led a sally over a battlement, some place called Bethel in Galilee. He was killed as he turned to call his men back up after him. He was awarded the mural crown.
For being the first to cross an enemy rampart. A brave man, then.
A hero. And his heroic ashes were scattered in Judea. I still think I must have dreamt it.
And he never knew about Marcia.
Marina's not a great one for writing letters. waiting to show him the baby on his first leave home. That would have got a proposal of marriage out of him.
Would it?
Oh, yes. He was a sentimental sod. But, of course, him being dead changed all that. That's when she started telling everyone Marcia might be mine.
How did your family react to that?
Told me to make an honest woman of her.
Sacred Hera, you're married?
No! Saddle herself with me? Marina's not that stupid. She quickly remembered Festus might be Marcia's father after all.
She didn't want that security for her child.
She'd got it. Either way, Marcia was still my responsibility.
And is Marina?
Helena. All this was a long time ago, before I met you. You know how that's changed me. It doesn't make any difference to us, does it?
I don't know. I'm going to bed. But Marcus, please, no more. Not tonight.
Eventually, I followed her. We lay in the dark, not touching. Then she turned to me and I took her in my arms.
Oh, Marcus.
And she cried. She cried for a long time. I held her till she'd finished. And then we fell asleep. And in the morning...
Obviously you need to speak to Marina. There's no reason for you not to now.
I'm glad you see it like that. I was worried you might not have liked me seeing her alone.
Who said anything about alone? I'm coming with you.
So we went to see Marina together.
It's her street, Vicus Honoris et Virtutis?
Yes. Although if honour and virtue were really a qualification for living there, the place would be empty.
Marcus, how lovely to see you. Who's the chaperone?
This is Helena Justina.
Oh, the famous Helena.
How do you do? You don't mind if I sit down, do you?
The famous Helena.
Me and Marcus are old pals. Have you come to see Marcia?
Well, that would be nice, where is she?
Round at Stacia's, but I can get her back. Marcus is so fond of my daughter. He just loves children.
I know he does. And what I like is the way it doesn't matter whose they are.
Marina needed time to work that out. I thought I'd better get on before she did. There are some problems with a dodgy business venture Festus was running. I need to talk to you about it.
Festus never told me anything.
That's what everyone keeps saying.
Because it's true. Where business was concerned, he was very tight.
He promised some soldiers he'd make them a fortune. He let them down, and now they're expecting the family to cough up. And by family, I mean me.
Why should you care? Tell them to stuff themselves.
Because one of them has been murdered.
And I'm the chief suspect.
But you didn't do it, did you?
No, of course I didn't, but I need to prove that. And it would help if I knew what Festus was up to.
Do you know anything about Greek statues?
Not as much as you, I don't suppose. Think you can come to my house with your airs and graces?
Helena means, did Festus ever talk to you about them?
Greek statues? That wasn't the kind of conversation we had.
Importing them, flogging them to rich people.
With Geminus?
He said that. He was working with his father.
Sounds like the kind of thing they might do.
Yes, but did they?
I don't know.
It really is important.
Because you say so.
Because if I go on trial for murder, that's the end of your handouts from me.
Honestly, I really don't know.
He must have talked to you about business sometimes.
Is that what you talk about in bed?
Let's not get sidetracked. I know it's hard. I've been racking my brains myself.
Well, there you are, then.
But if we both try to remember...
What?
How he was that night.
Yes, did he seem restless to you? Preoccupied? Worried about something?
Your guess is as good as mine. You were there, too.
She's right. What do you think?
I think he was edgy. He got worse as the night wore on. Do you remember that wall artist he picked up?
I remember the girl at the circus, Max. I'm damn sure he picked her up.
Marina, please, concentrate. Think about that graffiti merchant. Had Festus met him before? I assumed he didn't know him, but
Festus
he
Festus knew everyone. If he didn't know them when he went into a bar, he'd know them by the time he came out.
He usually drew the line at wall painters. Did you know him from anywhere?
Just the normal riffraff you get at the Virgin.
The Virgin?
Jupiter. Is that where we ended up?
Yeah. Right dive.
It's quite near here, isn't it? Do you ever go there?
Only if someone else is paying.
So you never saw that wallpaper again?
Not that I recall. Mind you, if I was desperate enough to be in the Virgin, I'd probably be too drunk to spot my own granny.
I thought she drank in the Four Fish.
I don't know why you think this artist is so important. Festus could have been arranging business any time during his last leave.
There was something special about that last night.
I think you might be right.
You remembered something?
No, not exactly, but... He was jumpy, like you said. Could hardly wait to drag us on from one bar to the next. And that wasn't like Festus.
No, normally, once he got comfortable, you couldn't shift him.
Sounds to me like he was looking for someone.
Plus, there was the little matter of him setting me up with you.
Yeah, we don't need to go into that.
We do. If Marina thinks it was suspicious...
It was a blatant fix. He deliberately got me all het up about that brunette.
It was a bit obvious.
And then he got up your nose, too, going on about that trick he played on you with the British hunting hound.
Sounds intriguing.
It was quite funny. No. You see, Festus saw this
dog. Can we stick to the point? You think Festus was trying to get rid of us?
Yes, I do.
Certainly sounds like it.
Even though it was our last chance of seeing him. Maybe for years.
So we were both planning to stick to him like clams. That's why he had to try so hard.
So he could do a bit of business on the quiet.
In the Virgin with that wall painter.
Which we wouldn't come back and interrupt. And that's why we had to be together.
Of course.
If I'd gone home on my own and he hadn't turned up pretty damn quick, I'd have gone out to find him.
Yes, you would.
And the same applied to you?
Probably, after I'd sobered up a bit. It was his last night in Rome.
So first he annoyed you and then he threw you together. It was quite deliberate.
It must have been. Festus knew Marcus had the hots for me. He knew what would happen.
It doesn't say much for me. Well, don't both defend me at once.
It's all water down the Tiber. Festus is having a laugh in Elysium. Marcy is my future, and you've got each other, haven't you?
If Marcus escapes the public executioner.
So, if you do remember anything else, let me know, hmm?
I will. Nice to have met you, Helena.
You too.
Invite me to the wedding, won't you?
Of course.
If there is one.
There will be. And I hope you'll both be very happy.
Say what you like about Marina. She had a good heart.
She seemed like a nice girl, eventually.
I'm glad you thought so. You don't hate me then.
I knew you had a colourful past.
Don't be too hard on me.
I don't think I could be as hard as you are on yourself. Anyway, I think it helped, me being there.
Maybe, but if you don't mind, I think I'll go and see my father by myself. I found my father at the Porticus of Pompey. If you want to find an auctioneer, he's likely to be conducting an auction.
And now, the folding stools. Look at this one, beautiful piece. Probably Egyptian. The noble Pompey himself might have sat on it.
Pompey's stools seem to be part of a house clearance. No bed, of course, which was the one thing I actually needed. I like the look of a rather elegant bronze tripod table, but apparently so did my father. He'd slapped a huge reserve on it. I carried on looking and spotted five or six large and menacing men who didn't look like connoisseurs of fine art at all. If they were thieves planning to raid the sale, I thought I'd better hang around. That's when the trouble started. A different group arrived.
And now the lamps, an important piece this.
One of them took hold of a hanging coverlet and tore it from top to bottom. Then they knocked over some pots. The big lads decided to join in the fun, and all hell broke loose. Well, well. My father had noticed I was there.
Give us a hand, Gansu!
I supposed I could. I grabbed a curtain pole and felled two of the heavies.
Wreck my father's auction! Oh, yeah!
Not them, you idiots! That's security!
How was I supposed to know?
Trust you to get the rug into the curtain pole!
Have a go at me later, Park. But now just take your cash box and run!